G'day guys, Greg here. Now, today I'm going to make for you a delicious pasta sauce that a friend of ours just made for us, and well, it was so good. I knew I had to make it for you guys because it's really tasty and really simple with hardly any ingredients. So, let me show you Peakey's famous homemade pasta sauce. It's got bacon in it, so you know it's going to be good. Or you could use salami as well. It's also got quite a bit of garlic, as much as you want. It uses butter, of course, yummo. You'll need some chicken stock, some white wine of any type, and some capers to finish it off. You'll also want to add some parmesan and dice up some spring onions. The first thing we want to do is cut up our bacon, and well, you can use salami or something else, but you just want it into nice little bits like this, so it blends all the way through your pasta sauce, and you get a bit on each forkful. That's what you're looking for, mate. Bit on each fork, and just use as much or as little as whatever you want. Depends how many people you're cooking for. I'm using lots of bacon because, well, why wouldn't I? It tastes so good. And something else we want to do is just finely crush or dice up some garlic into really small little bits. If you've got a garlic crusher, you may as well use that because that'll save a lot of time. I do have one. I don't even know why I'm not using it. Oh, actually, I do know. It's because I'm crazy! Now, for this, I'm going to be using a frying pan to cook it. I've heated it up. I'll just see if it's. Oh! Yeah, that's hot enough. So, into there, we're going to add the bacon. Start frying that until it gets nice and crispy. All right. Well, it's looking nice and brown and sort of changed color a bit. So I'm just going to transfer that into a bowl. And into the frying pan, I'm going to add some butter. We'll melt that down. That's quite a lot of butter, actually. I'm not exactly how much you're supposed to use, but I figure more is better than not enough. I guess it depends on how many people you're feeding. I don't know how many feeds I'm getting out of this, but might only be one. Oh, yes. And then into the butter, I'm going to add our garlic. And I've got this on a medium-high heat because I don't want to burn the garlic. And while it's bubbling, I want to add some white wine. Now, it doesn't matter what white wine it is, but I want to add about a third to half a cup. And what we need to do is boil that wine so it gets all the alcohol out, because that can taste really bad sometimes when that's still in there. So we'll give it a good amount of time just to get rid of that wine. Well, the alcohol in there, let it evaporate out. That smells good. Now it's time to add about a cup's worth of the chicken stock. And what we want to do is get that up to heat, bring it to a nice simmer, and let it reduce. And while that's reducing, there's one more thing to cut up, some spring onions. So basically, this is going to be our onions of the dish that we add in at the last, well, as we're serving it. So you want it nice and finely sliced. You could probably start getting your pasta ready now. Now, this is a liquidy sort of pasta sauce, so it has been reducing for a little while, but it should thicken up once I add a few more ingredients. Like the capers, I got about 2 teaspoons of this, minus the juice. Now, the capers add this really awesome flavor. that only capers can give. And we can add the bacon back in here now. We all know what flavour bacon can give, don't we? The best flavours. And basically, that's the sauce done. So now I'm just waiting for the pasta water to boil so I can add the pasta. Well, I will keep my eye on this because, well, I don't want it too thick, but I don't want it too runny either. Now the best pasta to use for this would be either shells or something that's catches the sauce, because it is quite a liquidy sauce, or a tubular spaghetti is the one that Peaky likes using. I don't have either of those, so I'm just using regular old spaghetti. And that water's boiling. I'll put a bit of olive oil in because I think it does help with the spaghetti not sticking together. And I'm a big fan of breaking my spaghetti in half, so it actually fits in the saucepan. And this spaghetti takes 9 minutes to cook. Well, how's that looking? Well, that's looking pretty nice. So I might just turn this one off completely and just let it sit there and cool down a bit while the spaghetti cooks. Now, once our pasta's cooked, you can either just pour the sauce over the top, or because it is quite liquidy, we'll add the pasta in and give it a good mix through to coat all the pasta with that delicious buttery, capery, bacony sauce. But there you have it. That's the meal done and completed. It really wasn't that hard and didn't take that long. So now we just need to plate it up. Man, this is looking so good. It smells amazing. Finish it off with some Parmesan cheese. And some of the spring onions. And there we have it. One of the best pasta sauces I've tried in a long time. But let's see how well I did with it today. Oh man. Oh man, this is so good. It's really buttery, garlicky, bacony. The white wine in it just gives it this really nice flavour, and oh boy. And the hint of capers in there just adds this really nice flavour that blends in so well with all the other ingredients. Well, I hope you enjoy this recipe as much as I do. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time I cook something up. See you then.
Ooh, yeah.